From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. Confirmation hearings are set to begin today to fill the Supreme Court seat of retiring Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. The man who hopes to take her place, Samuel Alito, now faces what many see as a red-hot battle for a seat on the High Court. NPR's Farai Chidea has this report.
That, of course, is the Pledge of Allegiance. The phrase "under God" inspired a lawsuit that made it all the way to the Supreme Court. The court has faced many issues that appear to divide Americans across ideological lines, not just the pledge, but cases concerning abortion and civil rights. Now, instead of a nation indivisible, America is divided again, this time over the nomination of Judge Samuel Alito to replace Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. The Reverend Bill Owens leads a group called the Coalition of African American Pastors. He argues that Judge Alito's 15-year record shows the nominee is a champion of religious freedom.
There were some police departments that required Muslims to shave their beards, and that they believed that they had a religious duty to grow beards, and he ruled in their favor. Native Americans wanted to keep a wild bear because their faith regarded that bear as sacred, and he ruled that they should have that right. He has ruled that we should have that religious freedom.
Reverend Owens is featured on pro-Alito radio advertisements in Arkansas, which has two senators key to the confirmation fight. Reverend Owens sees one Alito, but Ted Shaw, the president of the NAACP Legal Defense and Education Fund, sees another.
He's been on the federal bench for a long time. The record is there. The question is, what kind of court do the people of the United States want? I don't think they want an anti-civil rights court.
Shaw also sees Alito as an avowed conservative jurist.
Justice O'Connor, who's leaving the court, he would replace, is conservative, make no mistake about it, but her vote was in play. We think, for the most part, his vote isn't in play.
In 1985, as a lawyer in the Reagan Justice Department, Alito wrote briefs advocating the overturn of Roe v. Wade. Fordham Law School professor Martin Flaherty believes abortion will be the top issue in the hearings. The Senate Judiciary Committee recently asked Alito his thoughts about judicial activism. It's a charge often leveled at liberal jurists, but one which may now come into play on the abortion question, says Flaherty.
I think historically the charge of judicial activism has been advanced towards the other person's judges. In other words, it's a convenient label to say that decisions you don't agree with are not legal, they're a function of activism. But in recent terms, it's been something conservatives have used against liberals. But one could just as easily say that a lot of the conservative court's more recent opinions with regard to reviving states' rights are fully as much examples of judicial activism.
And Professor Flaherty sees the Alito hearings as a landmark in the Supreme Court's history.
How this goes is really going to determine whether the court shifts significantly to the right or stays the same for the next 10, 20 years.
No doubt, the vocal supporters and opponents of Judge Samuel Alito's nomination feel the same. Farai Chidea, NPR News.